Hey, you motherfuckers. So it's raining. I don't know why I call you motherfuckers right away. That's a bit harsh. Sorry. But, I mean, I meant it fun. I like to call people motherfuckers. I mean, maybe in a post-gender society, we got to move away from motherfucker because it's, you know, it's going to have to be like parental fucker or something like that, which I'm fine with. I mean, motherfucker's got a nice ring. Maybe we come up with a mother-father combo that's not just like, you know, parent is too generic. Mother, something like that. Let's just combine, and then you just got two of those. Or three, I don't know. Whatever the fuck you got. You got your step thing, you got your mom's boyfriend, and you got your whatever those are, you know? It's raining like a motherfucker here. You know, I get these, whenever there's like a heavy rain, I get these crazy, like, emergency flash flood, like it takes over your phone. It does it on the iPhone. It's just like, it's like flash. I've never seen a flash flood. For all the flash flood alerts I've seen, I don't even know what does it. We don't get flooded. I don't live in a flood zone. I don't know what happens. That a flash flood, like all of a sudden, are we underwater? I don't think that's happened in New York. I mean, I know it happens some those places where like it hasn't flooded here like this in 60 years. I'm like, that's not that long. Maybe move to higher ground. Don't live next to the fucking flood zone. I know it's cheaper, but then all your shit gets wet. Rent. Just rent. You gotta own a flooded basement? Alright. I guess I'll look at the fucking news. I'm cursing a lot today. I curse a lot every... I love the word fuck. It's a fun word. It's a really nice noise to make. And I find it not to be offensive, really. You know? I do find it interesting, and I'm sure this has been covered a billion times, but I think about it all the time. The fact that shit is the only curse word to describe fecal matter. You know, poop, that's fine. Crap. Crap is actually a funner word to say than shit, but they made shit the curse, so that makes it more fun. Then crap, if crap was the curse and shit was not, if shit was like crap, like you could say, like a little kid could say shit and the parents wouldn't get mad, you wouldn't get in trouble from your teacher, then shit wouldn't even be said. And crap would be all the rage. That's what I think. But we'll never know. So I'll just assume that I'm right. Oh, news. Teacher says she was fired for giving zeros to students who didn't turn in their work. Well, yeah, get out of here, teacher. No zeros. No work. Well, you get a zero if you die. That's a zero. Because what are you going to do with the grade? You know, they give diplomas to people that you know, if they die before they graduate, and then they're like, well, we'll give a posthumous diploma. Give that diploma to somebody who needs it. To an alive person that didn't pass. How about that? Oh, you didn't get the grades, but we'll give you your dead roommate's diploma. Well, if your roommate dies, then you get straight A's. That was the thing they always said in college that nobody could ever prove, because nobody's roommate died. Oh, I had a friend in high school whose roommate died. He did not get straight A's, but his roommate didn't die in the room. I think roommate has to die in the room. You can't die at home. It's not the same thing. You got to find a dead body. Then, if they don't give you straight A's, I think you can make a case. I think you get a lawyer. Lawyer up. If you have a if you found your roommate dead. That's and I think if in life, if you live in an apartment with roommates and you find a dead one, maybe you get a break on the rent. But I don't think that's a gentleman's agreement. Gentle person's agreement. But I don't know why this teacher got fired. I don't know. They tell you not to give zeros. Don't give zeros. Oh, it's I want to teach them a lesson. You're not teaching them a lesson. Don't worry. They're not doing their work because work's not fun. Monsanto's global weed killer harms honeybees, research finds. Well, I keep hearing about these bees. Now I don't need a lot of honey that I know of. You know, maybe they sneak it into some shit that I mean, I try to stay off the sugar. But, you know, maybe there's some honey I'm unaware of snuck in some food or something. But I understand. Is this true? If the honeybees are gone, we're doomed? Not that I'm a fan of Monsanto. I just want to know. I just know that they're not going to stop killing these bees just because some honey loving hippies are upset. They own the whole Senate. They own everything, Monsanto. From what I understand from tweets that I've read, Monsanto runs everything. Now, if we get rid of the bees, what happens? We're going to lose some flowers. We're going to lose some honey. So I guess we better make some synthetic shit. Listen, if we start this class war I've been advocating for, we could take down Monsanto. So don't say I'm not trying to help out. Ex-boyfriend douses Tennessee teen in gasoline, threatens to cut her head off. Well, I guess that's a mentally ill person. I mean, I'm no psychiatrist, but I would say that ex-boyfriend is should probably be observed. But that sounds like a scary situation, and I don't want to make any jokes about it. How about that? I'm not gonna make fun of some tragic thing. Judge restores protections for grizzly bears blocking hunts. Why are you hunting grizzly bears, man? You need a fucking rug that bad? You gotta kill a beautiful bear? Just trying to fucking do its thing? Hanging out in the woods and then you come... Oh, we already took over all the woods. Then you gotta go into what's left and be like, I'm gonna go fucking kill this bear. I guess bears will come at us. It's us versus the bears. This judge wants the bears to take over. I say appeal. Well, here's the thing. If the bears ain't... if the bear shows up in the neighborhood, game on, right? Bear stays in the woods. Don't go looking for it. Yeah. All right, I'm on the judge's side again. Police. Virginia man said he poured gas, set fire. Oh, Jesus, I'm not even going to finish this thing. What is it with people with gasoline? This is another reason why we need hybrid cars. Crazy people use gasoline to do terrible things. All right, let's look. I'm going to look for because I'm not really reading the headlines before. I'm going to look for... Oh, jeez, this is bad. I'm just going to look for something nice. Is there a nice... Revolutionary spinal cord implant helps paralyzed patients walk again. There we go. There's some good news. Stuff's happening. It's not all psychopaths with gasoline. There's geniuses out there making paralyzed people walk again. So let's all go skateboarding, because we'll be fine. All right, that's it. I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Say fuck as much as you can today. Enjoy it. See you tomorrow. We love you.